Yesterday, we heard news of the State Office of Children and Family Services revoking the license of Young's TLC Daycare 2 on Broadway. Some of the issues reported: using corporal punishment on children and failing to eliminate safety hazards to children. It's the latest in a series of recent closings of daycare centers around the region for a variety of reasons. We addressed the issue this morning with Amanda Kelkenberg, the CEO of the Child Care Resource Network. Amanda Kelkenberg, we've heard in recent days about daycares that have closed for a variety of reasons, some with some controversial news attached to them for sure. Parents, when they hear this, are probably worried about their own daycare situation. What about a thought for them? I mean, should they be worried about their daycare?
There really are steps that parents can take to ensure that their child is really getting the highest quality care possible. And so much of it is about having open communication and dialogue with the child care program and the child care provider.
When you're talking about that open dialogue, then, I mean, are there just some simple steps involved in that in terms of getting on the same page with your daycare provider?
Yeah, great question. I think that parents, when they choose a program, want to choose a program that they feel very welcome in. That they are in a program and with a provider that has an open door policy, that parents can feel welcome to just stopping in the middle of the day, even without calling, just to even sit down and have lunch with their child if they can.
You know, Amanda, you mentioned about what to look for as you are looking for your provider, your daycare provider for your child. What about in some of these cases that we've heard about? And again, not necessarily getting the specifics of recent cases, but maybe some generalities. Are there things parents maybe should be on the lookout for in a situation where maybe the care is deteriorating? Is there something specific or specific types of things that they should be on the alert for?
You know, really, some of the indicators of quality around health and safety would be ensuring that there are enough caregivers in the program for the number of children that are present. So, for example, in an infant room in a child care center, you need to have one caregiver for every four babies. Mm. And really empowering parents to know those things are in place, they're a part of regulation, and if they're observing that those things aren't happening, being able to talk with the caregiver, again, the need to have that open communication and be able to ask questions about why there might be something different from what's required by New York State. And then I think if there's ultimately concerns about health and safety, feeling comfortable making a report to New York State OCFS and at their 1-800 number in order to have any concerns that a parent may have investigated.
And then finally, I'm just wondering about the structural situation when it comes to daycare centers. This is a personal anecdote, and know a daycare provider, wonderful person, somebody you could rely upon, most certainly have trusted my children with this person, both in a daycare setting and in a private setting as well. But at the same time, hearing about the tremendously low pay that is involved, and I'm just wondering if that is always going to be an issue with these daycare centers. Can they afford the type of help that they need to run quality daycare for children?
You really hit the nail on the head. This is an under-resourced system. You have parents that are paying up to over $12,000 a year for care. You really can't put any more pressure on parents to pay any more for child care. Yet we have providers that are making minimum wage or just over. And so you're really looking at a system that is under-resourced and underfunded, and you have the health, safety, and development of children that are at the end of that system. Mm. And that's the risk. That's the risk to underfunding a child care system in our community and in our state, the health and safety of children.
Amanda Kelkenberg is the CEO of the Child Care Resource Network. She joined us by phone this morning. Amanda, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Jake.